Hey everybody, it's a beautiful Wednesday, November the 3rd. It's National Sandwich Day, and it's time for the Wise Guys and Girl and Matt, sponsored by Kmart's Inclusive Deli. When my buddy Bob walked into the restaurant, he asked the waiter, "Do you serve sandwiches?" The waiter said, "Please sit down, sir. We serve everybody." As always, let's start with Sir and the weather.
A lovely day indeed. Currently 3 degrees, working our way up to a high of 8 today. Looking like it's going to be mostly sunny throughout the day. Same thing tomorrow. And again, temperatures hovering around the freezing mark this evening. And of course, on National Sandwich Day, a random daily shout out to bread. And you know, if I had a nickel for every bread pun out there, well, I guess I'd have a pumpernickel. Sorry, just starting the day with a little dry humor.
I thought it was sourdough.
don't be crusty, Paul.
Here we go. Well, whether you stack it high or thin, we loaf National Sandwich Day. No matter who invented it, we celebrate every kind of sandwich. You know, before being known as sandwiches, the food seems to just have been called bread and meat or bread and cheese. But to celebrate this week, I'm eating sandwiches every day. I had a mean sandwich yesterday. It was average. Today, I'm going to have an argument sandwich, and I'm making it with disagreements. Tomorrow, I'm going to make a sandwich French style. This is fascinating. I learned that the French never put 2 eggs in their sandwiches because they believe that 1 egg is enough. Oh, well. All right, it is time for Tunes with Tamik. Tamik, what are we listening to today? You've never played any Frank Zappa, so we're right for the song, "This Town is a Sealed Tuna Sandwich."
What? How does that even go?
Venturo, sing us a few bars of that, would you?
I have no idea what that song is about.
Title doesn't appear in the lyrics, maybe.
Totally clueless.
Well, I was gonna do a Fred Penner song called Sandwiches. However, when he brought up bread, I remember we did play a song by the group Bread before, and I kind of like their like soft rock / elevator / yacht rock easygoing style. So there's a song called Breadbot called It Don't Matter to Me. Right now, that's the tip I'm on because going on. You gotta let some of these things go, people. Can't hold on to everything. We can't hold on to the warmth of spring and summer because, of course, because of Mark, today it's 0. Like, I woke up and I saw 0 degrees and I was like, I'm not ready. I'm not ready for 0 degrees. I feel like it's a little
too... on the windshield.
But I'm gonna try to do a bread set and not let it matter to me. But this song is kind of a song about letting go of, you know, people. So it goes, it don't matter to me if you really feel that. You need some time to be free. Time to go out searching for yourself, hoping to find. Time to go find. And it don't matter to me if you take up with someone who's better than me, because your happiness is all I want. For you to find peace and your peace of mind. So, you know, if it's like that for y'all and you need to let someone go, maybe just send them these lyrics and make it easier. You don't have to tell them, just send them these lyrics. Breaking up is hard to do. Another song. As we listen to the lyrics, I'm sure we can think back in our minds of a time where we say, you know, I'm going to let you go and do your own thing. Whether it's a job, you know, can I get an amen? Or it's it could be many things, but sometimes we just got to let it go, take it out of our minds, and not let it matter too much. So that's it. That's my pick for today. Or if you want to listen to Sandwiches by Fred Penner, go ahead. And what was your pick, James?
This Town is a Sealed Tuna Sandwich.
Okay, you can listen to James's pick too.
goodness gracious. I'm sure Frank Zappa music goes better with gummies or other, you know, cookies or brownies or whatever.
There are many things that are involved in cookies and gummies and brownies that Frank Zappa, I'm sure, can tell us stories about.
Okay, well done. All right, let's get to Ventures with Venturo. Hey, Venturo, great cleaning tip yesterday with vinegar. I tried it last night, but I used balsamic. So will regular vinegar clean balsamic vinegar out? Like matter.
I don't know, JD. I don't know.
Get there with the curry, balsamic vinegar. That was almost like a
So did you actually cook some curry, JD? Did you curry anything?
No curries last night. It was something fascinating.
Great favorite.
As Venturo talked about it, I actually ate curry for lunch. We were laughing.
Yeah. Tamik had some curry goat, man. You could smell the curry goat all over the place.
That with a bit of kalu or whatever. Is it a side accompaniment?
I believe all right. Hallelujah.
Well, that was the one I was
looking for. Hey, we're getting away from Venturo's book report here.
Yeah, so it's Wednesday, guys, and it's time for Wednesday's book. Today's book, one of my favorite authors, it's John C. Maxwell. And it's called Today Matters, right? 12 things that you should be doing every single day, right, to keep you on track for success. The first one is attitude. Choose and display the right attitude daily. The second one is priorities. Determine and act on important priorities daily. Third, health. Know and follow healthy guidelines daily. Four, family. Communicate and care for your family daily. Then it's thinking. Practice and develop good thinking daily. Six is commitment. Make and keep proper commitments daily. Seven is finance. Earn and properly manage finances daily. 8, faith. Deepen and live out your faith daily. 9 is relationships. Initiate and invest in solid relationships daily. And we can all say kudos to that. We do that every day here. 10 is generosity. Plan and model generosity daily. 11 is values. Embrace and practice good values daily. And the final one is something that we should all be doing is growth. Desire and experience improvements daily. So, good book, and it's a short read, guys. Go check it out. It's called Today Matters by John C. Maxwell. That's it from Ventures with Venturo.
Describe the book and a summary all in one. Good book report, Venturo. And if you want a quick way of remembering those 12 things, just remember the mnemonic, Oh, I missed the V in there. All right. Close enough. We got to start. Welcome to this week's edition of The Sizzler, where our own Vice Principal Botnick and our special guest, Matt Schulman, Quote Machine, work together to earn a gift certificate to the Zeller's Restaurant. How's Matt today?
I've heard various opinions. What's yours?
top of his game, as always.
I'll take it.
Well, today you will earn valuable Zeller's Restaurant dollars based on the accuracy and creativity of your responses and how much they delight the wise guys and girl. And remember that one bonus dollar is earned each time you get Venturo to laugh out loud. A little harder to tell today with the mask on, but we'll try. There is no carry forward from last week, so we're starting with no bread. Give your best answer so you can be the upper crust in this competition and try not your make your responses go against the grain. In my hand, I have a list of crummy questions about sandwiches brought to you by a sandwich so exclusive it has its own club. Yes. Question number one. How did the sandwich get its name? Vice Principal Botnick.
That would be from the 18th century English Earl of Sandwich who didn't want to dirty his hands, so he asked for meat served between a couple of slices of old bread. And lesser known, but not of any lesser importance, were his contemporaries, Prince Pickle IV and the Duke Bag o' Chips. Together, they were known as the Tasty Triumvirate in the food court of King George III.
Well done, sir. So you get an automatic $100. an automatic $3 for a correct response, and $2 for the reach back to Vinegar Day and pickles.
Great. Well done.
Matt Schulman.
Correct response. I thought it was something, something, Halloween party on a beach in New Delhi, something, something. Let's call it a sandwich.
Hey, at least $2 for the Halloween reference, and love the New Delhi reference too. Well done, international and current. Good job. $5 for that response. Question two, what should you do if you're preparing to go to the Sandwich Islands? Matt Schulman.
Brush up on Argentinian military tactics.
Excellent. Military's in the news today, so let's give that $5. Vice Principal Botnick.
Yeah, it's something similar. I'd say pack your sandals, sunscreen, proof of vaccination, and a negative COVID PCR test, and a Glock.
Oh! Whoa,
there's a lot of violence in this question.
That's still disputed territory, I believe.
When do the Glocks go back?
Glock back next week.
I guess that's at the end of your trip. Oh, that's another $5. We're doing great here today. All right, question number three. There was an attempt in 2008 to beat the record for the world's biggest sandwich, but it failed miserably. What happened? Vice Principal Botnick.
Jared showed up in the kitchen and everyone left.
Oh.
What? Too soon?
Yeah. Yeah. Too soon, but you know, $7. good golly, gee whiz.
I'm going to need it.
Oh boy. Yeah, the censor board's going to get a hold of this one. All right, Matt Schulman.
They outsourced it to subcontractors.
Oh, clever witticisms also for $7. Well done. Actually, in this case, before they could measure it, the crowd ate the sandwich.
Really?
Wow. Oh, of course, really. I couldn't say it if it wasn't true. $34. Hey, good for sandwiches for all of us at the Zella's restaurant. Well played, everyone. Good job. That brings us to Wednesday and Wednesday's word.
Counterproductive. Oh, that's when the subway manager muscles in on the sandwich making instead of working on the staff schedule back in their office.
Oh, well done, sir. Awesome to have Rohini and her laugh track back. Adds a bit of life to the show. And that is it for us for this week, everybody. Well, not for this week. For today, thanks to our fans and friends and odds and ends for sticking with us. Have a great Wednesday, everyone. We are the Wise Guys.
I apologize. I left my schedule on your desk. It glides down. Sorry.
We'll try again tomorrow. Actually, we got a problem with tomorrow's show, but we'll talk about that later. Wednesday, everyone. I'm just anticipating. Oh, boy. It's going to be a fun one. We are the Wise Guys and Girl, leave you smarter and happier than you were yesterday.